Daily Good News, Volume 1. Chapter 45. Can anybody or anything be against us? If God is for us, who can be against us? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? Who is he who condemns? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Remember that Christ gave the example of defeating Satan by the word of the testimony. Every time temptation came, he said, "It is written." So when the clouds of darkness come, and the thick darkness gathers around us, just say, "If God is for us, who can be against us?" And God is for us as is shown in that he gave Christ to die for us and raised him again for our justification. Then it does not matter what comes against us, for it comes against the purpose of God, and that is as sure and firm as the Almighty can make it. Now who is against us? Satan. Satan has tried his power with Christ, and it has proved to be nothing. All power is given to me in heaven and in earth, says Christ. If all power has been given to Christ in heaven and in earth, where is there any left for Satan? Satan is against us. He brings pestilence, disease, puts things in our way against us. But the very things he arrays against us to our ruin God takes and makes them for us. We often sing, "Let good or ill befall, it must be good for me, secure of having thee in all, of having all in thee." But we often sing things we do not believe. Often, if you took the words from the music and put them into plain prose, there would not be anyone in the congregation who would dare to say them. Let us believe them not because they're in the hymn, but because they are Bible truth. All things are yours, at the present time. Therefore, if people heap on us reproach and persecution, the only thing we can do is to pity them and labor for them, for they do not know the riches of the inheritance.